Welcome to Nothing Inc. It's just me again, guys, because Elliot and Khaled are busy, but I've actually managed to get an interesting person to interview. So I'm going to do a little interview with someone you may have heard of. They've been in the news recently. Her name is Caitlyn Jenner. Welcome to the Nothing Inc. Welcome to the Nothing Inc. podcast, Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlin, sorry, I just had a question. Could you just introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Sorry, Caitlin, I need you. This is. Can we just get it together, Caitlin? Yeah. You need to be a bit serious here.
Sure. Yeah.
Come on, mate.
Right.
Come on, mate. Pull it together. Man up.
Right. Yeah.
Look. I'm trying to do an interview here.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So, hi guys. Obviously, my name's Caitlyn Jenner. You've heard of me. I want to talk about something right here on the Nothing But podcast that's really getting in the way of what I'm trying to do in this transition here.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people are very confused about what I have done, and I want to explain it in a way that people can understand and relate to.
Yeah, in a way that makes sense, because have quite a confusing story, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, no, a lot of people say it's very confusing, but let me just break it down. Yes, I was a man.
Yes.
I was a man, an Olympic athlete.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, Bruce
Olympic
Jenner.
Olympic athlete.
Yeah, yeah, that was me a long time ago now.
You were one of the best Olympians in the world at that time.
Yeah, I was. Let's not ditty-daddle there, honey. yeah, I was. But this is not... It's not that confusing. Let me break it down. So, my name was Bruce.
Bruce Jenner.
And then I decided to become a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I married a woman.
Before you transitioned.
So I divorced that woman and then got married to another woman.
So two women.
There was a third in there.
Okay, so three women while you were a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you trying on their clothes?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's that confusing.
Okay, so just a quick recap. You were the best athlete in the world.
Yeah.
You married three women, then you transitioned to a woman.
Yeah.
So you are now a transgender woman who is... Yeah. Recently you went on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
is a gay woman, a proud
yeah.
gay woman.
Yeah, and sure. She's married gay. Yeah.
And you are against gay marriage.
Yeah, but if that's too confusing for someone...
But you're pro-transgender rights.
Yeah, right, okay. So, but if that's too confusing for someone, I just don't want him in my life.
I'm just trying to add this all up here. I think when you add transgender woman with homophobic, you come up with a fucking idiot. So, I think that's what you are, Caitlin. So, I'd like to kick you off the Nothing Inc. podcast. Oh, hey, Elliot!
Oh, g'day, guys. There you go.
You just...
Caitlin, fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't like her, man. Like, I'm all for transgender, but she's an idiot. Like,
well, I mean, do you know what I found weird about that? We obviously at the Nothing Inc. podcast, we have a screening policy.
Yeah,
everyone here has to write an entry form and fill out a form if they're going to come on the Nothing Inc. podcast.
Just some basic details about yourself, so we know who we're talking to if we want to interview them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. And so, Caitlin came in.
Yep.
And she signed the form.
Is that cool?
Yeah, she did, as Bruce. She wrote Bruce and crossed her name out and wrote Caitlin, so that must happen
quite a lot. Force of habit. I mean, honestly, I bet being a man for 65 years and then transitioning, there has to be several points where she goes, "Hi, I'm Bruce." Oh, sorry, Caitlin, sorry, force of habit.
Yeah.
I bet that would happen.
I'm sure it would happen, and I'm sure it would happen from the kids' perspective as well. I'm sure Kim Kardashian has wrote a birthday card and said, "Happy birthday, Bruce." Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then cross out the B.
Get a new card.
Yeah. Get a new card.
It's like, it'd be like calling your girlfriend by your old girlfriend's name during sex.
I brought up a very interesting topic, I thought, on my Twitter, which went very well. It was a tweet which said, Father's Day, very awkward day for the Jenner family.
It must be. It has to be. They were still celebrating it, which... You'd have to still celebrate it, right?
Yeah, absolutely you would, but it's just,
Because it's still your dad, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Would she want to have a Mother's Day? Does that mean they celebrate dual Mother's Days?
I couldn't call... If one of my parents transitioned, I couldn't call... Like, if Dad turned into a woman, I couldn't call him Mum. But I don't think I could call him Dad either. And then I would feel weird calling him by the name that he's chosen. Like Michelle. I couldn't call my dad Michelle.
Well, I mean, Bruce was an Olympic athlete.
Best athlete in the world at that time.
Why doesn't Caitlin enter the women's division of some sort of athletic...
What, the women's division 65 plus?
Yeah. The senior Olympics. I mean, they do that for... I'm pretty sure they do it for Ironman events.
No shit.
And they have Iron Woman.
She'd smash him.
She would dominate.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she do that?
She should. I reckon she should. You know what? I saw on Instagram, I was stalking one of the Jenners,
the hot one? Kendall?
No, the other one, the fake one. What's her name? The one with the fake face, and she's only 18. The one that's dating that shit rapper. Whatever her fucking name is. She posted a photo of her pet. I can't remember what type of pet it is.
Chia pet. Remember Chia pet?
It was Chia. It was a pet, and she said she named it Bruce.
Ooh.
That's some daddy issues there. That's coming right out. I'm going to call my pet Bruce.
Ow, yeah.
That would really fuck with Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin would like that.
This is my pet hamster, Bruce.
Caitlin would not like that.
Wouldn't be happy.
I actually, obviously, too, I watched the I Am Kate show because I was very curious.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, it's mesmerizing viewing.
Mate, that's the funniest show on TV.
It's one of the greatest shows I've watched in a long time.
I've watched Monty Python, but I Am Caitlin fucking blows that shit out of the water.
One of the things I watched on the show, which I thought was just like almost staggering, was...
Yeah.
Obviously, she's having it's effortless, the transition from becoming a man to a female with other females, because they're much more accepting of the fact.
Plus, it helps when you're a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, well, she's worth it.
She's talking about all the struggles that transgender people go through, but has she ever been like a poor transgender person?
Like, apparently, like on the show, they were talking about the fact that all the blokes, they've started to sort of... They're having difficulty, like all her friends that she was friends with when she was a man are a bit like they've never come across a transgender person.
Well, Bruce
was
a dude's dude.
Yeah, he was a dude's dude, yeah. And like now, on the one of the episodes, Caitlin was sitting there and she was like, "Oh no, obviously, so I've just been stood up. My friend Alfonso has not come, and so she had to drive out to meet Alfonso."
Yeah.
And Alfonso, it was really funny watching his reaction. He's like, "Oh, sorry, is it? I didn't realize."
Alfonso doesn't really sound like a champion of gay and transgender rights, does he?
"Oh, I didn't realize. I mean, I forgot about the coffee today, but this is the first time I've seen you since the transition, Bruce. And I mean, Caitlin, and you look great."
And it was just really awkward.
Yeah, that's weird. I saw one, my favorite part of the show was when they had all of the trannies in one room. They were all sitting around the table having dinner together. And Caitlin said, "When I used to be a man," and all of them lost their shit and said, "No, you can't say that." Like, corrected her about not being politically correct. And I'm like, are you kidding? They're fucking infighting. Could you imagine having a dinner with 10 transgender dudes or women, whatever they are, the amount of shit you could not say at that table... Like, they'd probably get offended if you asked them to pass the chicken breast. They'd be like, "Excuse me? What are you saying?" You know? And then you have to deal with, like, 3 6-foot-1 women in dresses just being angry at you. Want to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, that being said, I think she's obviously a great ambassador for the transgender community.
I think she's a shit ass, to be honest. I feel like there are many better ambassadors.
I agree, but look, I mean, let me out here, but like, in terms of just transgender, obviously there's no one who's in such a influential position.
Well, she's the most famous transgender person, yeah. But like, fucking Kim Kardashian's one of the most famous women. She's a terrible role model for women, I think. Like, There's a guy who was a woman, transitioned to a man, buff as hell. I think his name is Buck, so he picked the most manly name. Buck. And he does porn. He's still got a vagina. Hectic. He's jacked, he does porn. And I reckon he's a great ambassador.
How do you know this?
Oh, I love him. No, I remember reading about him somewhere. I think it was on this news website called Pornhub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, nice.
That
beautiful.
I frequent.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I think go transgender people, if that's what you want to do, good on you. But I think that Caitlyn Jenner is not a good fucking role model. And I don't think she's like she's not come from the normal circumstance, you know?
Well, fuck you!
So, shit, I thought Caitlin was gone.
Oh, nah, she's still here.
Yeah. Alright, so what's been going on with you lately, Loney? What's been going on?
Oh, well, mate, I've had some hectic stuff go down.
Yeah?
Yeah, mate, I've got a stalker.
A stalker?
Yeah, mate.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's full on. Her
name, that's pretty good.
And I don't want to, I haven't talked about it publicly on the podcast. I've spoken briefly to Carlette about it. Some of my good friends, they do know about
Met her. Stalker.
You've met her?
Yeah, I've met her. She Jesus comes Christ. To all of your fucking gigs.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, her name is Sarah, and she's turned up to a lot of my gigs. Lots and
a
lots.
A lot. Even the ones that, because as stand-up comics, when we practice material, we don't promo those gigs.
No.
Because we don't know the jokes will work.
Yeah.
So we don't want fans to come to stuff that might not be the best that it is.
Right.
But she comes to the ones that we don't even announce.
Yeah.
I don't know how she finds out, but she's always there.
No idea how. I did a gig a while ago. It was more of like a gala thing. I did a gig with some very well-established comics. I did a gig with, it was like Mick Molloy was on the bill, Cal Wilson.
Yeah.
I think there was there were quite a few famous names on the bill.
So, yeah, a lot of famous people. So you were kind of the odd one out.
I was kind of the odd one out. I was the sort of the new up-and-comer on the bill. And it was a great gig. And after the gig, I left pretty quickly, right? One of my mates stayed around, and a lady approached him with a whole bag of gifts. It was a whole bag, like a satchel of gifts.
Yeah.
That
she had brought for you.
She had brought for me, accompanied with a letter and a card.
Of course.
And said, please, can you give this to Elliot?
Wow. What did the letter say?
I can't remember. It was just like, thank you for being you or something like that. Very short and sharp and
I know
concise.
Where you live. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And
what gifts did you get?
It was nuts. I had like three PlayStation 3 games.
That's $300.
So, three PlayStation 3 games, a new shirt.
$100.
Like a couple of jumpers.
So getting up to five.
Like I'm not joking. Like there was more. I got like a pair of shoes.
So she spent I reckon she
would have spent about $600, $700.
That's crazy.
On me, like a brand new necklace.
You should have told her to give you the money.
Hat. All this stuff. I couldn't believe it. Like
and good wears
clothes.
This stuff.
I wear this stuff. And good clothes. I mean, like, I'm not going to throw them away.
That's why she knows where you go, because you wear it. There's little GPS trackers stitched into the clothes.
Oh,
that's
man.
How she knows where you
Don't
are.
Don't say that. I'm wearing it right now. Wearing the hat right now.
It's going to come over.
But it's just, yeah, I mean, I've never had a stalker before. And it's really, it's quite confronting. But, I mean, if you want to stalk me and give me presents, I mean, I'm not going to say
cool.
that.
That's cool. If anyone wants to send some presents down to Loney's house.
But yeah, it's weird. Like,
so how has your relationship progressed? So she showed up to all of your gigs and you've talked to her. I've met her.
Sarah's come to a lot of my gigs. And I don't know. It was weird, man. Like about, I think it was a week ago, I got a massive message from her. She sent a letter to my house. Like a letter addressed to my house. I don't know how this is where I was contemplating speaking to authorities. Sent a letter to my house. It was full, like a 2-page letter, just handwritten, saying that I was like a horrible person. And that
she's gonna kill you.
I need to like pull my head in and do all this. And I was like, what?
Did she say anything that you've done?
She didn't specify anything that I'd done.
She probably heard you on this podcast. Talking about horrible things.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it was frustrating for me because I was just like, this is so bizarre. Like, I want to be able to rectify this situation because, like, it was just a hate letter, but it was almost like, it reminded me of like Eminem's song Stan.
You know, where he's like,
I've got your fucking girlfriend in the trunk, mama.
Yeah, that's
like, you know,
that's
it was like, it was completely illogical, and like all the writing was just like really vicious and just like pure anger and just maliciousness behind every word. And I was like, where's the context though? Like, what have I done to deserve this?
So did you ask her?
Well, I couldn't. The letter was addressed to my house. I'm hoping that I'll probably see her
when I walk out the front of your house.
She's probably in your bed. You'll get home, she'll be naked in the bed.
I'm sure I'll get the opportunity to confront her and speak to Sarah about it. But I mean, really, it's
scary shit, man.
Scary shit, yeah.
Fans, especially girl fans, can be nuts. Fangirls will ride or die for the people they love. And right, I recently found this out when I did my last video, my Lou review. I reviewed the Janoskians movie.
Oh, that's going to cause ruffle some feathers.
You should have a look at my Instagram account. Have a look at, it's like four posts back. One of my photos has 3,000 comments, all from Janoskian fans, just hating me. And these girls, you want to call me a cyberbully, you should read some of the shit they've said to me. I'm just going to bring up my Instagram right now and just
so
pick.
So, the Janoskians, they must be quite established in America to have that kind of a fan base over there.
They're mostly really big in, like, England. Right. Because they had a pretty big fan base in Australia until I took that from them. And they had to fuck off to America. And then they got signed to this manager who's a professional songwriter. So he must just create all of their music and he puts them on their live show. And the movie was mostly about their live show. And I just basically talked shit about that movie because it was so terrible.
Did they sell out or what's the story there?
Wembley Arena. They sold 12,500 tickets of girls aged 17 and under from what I could see. And one of the most horrendous things I've ever seen, right? Because the Janoskians, they're not talented. They've got about 5 different songs, so they have to fill an hour. So most of their show was just filling time.
Well, to be honest, I've never really seen any of their stuff. The only video that I did see was that awkward train situations one. And I only got about halfway through because I felt like I was contracting Ebola. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to watch any longer. But that's the only video that I've seen that they've done.
And they pretty much just do that live. Like, there's this one segment in their live show where they get up a wheel and they spin the wheel. And it's like, whatever we do, whatever it lands on, we have to do. And it's an animated thing, so it's a definite thing. Like, whatever it comes on, they've chosen that.
Yeah.
And it rolls on to kiss a fan, right? And keep in mind that these girls are 17 and under, right?
So that's how do they not get in trouble for this? How do they not get
Well, what the fucking Janoskians did is they didn't get security to pull up girls who looked old enough. They literally just jumped into the front row and tried to kiss as many people as possible.
Now, when you say kiss, is this like open mouth, tongue kissing?
They were trying to do on the cheek, I could see. But then, like, afterwards, one of them was bragging, like, someone's tongue entered my mouth. Like, there's absolutely no way you can. And even if it was kissing on the cheek, some of the girls there are 14.
That's
20-year-old dude kissing your 14-year-old daughter at a show.
I'm astounded that the cops haven't got involved. And
well, they had police there, but it turned out that they were literally male strippers on stage.
Whoa.
Yeah, like that's what their live show is, and I think that's fucked. So I just reviewed this thing, and then the Janoskian fans lost it at me. Like, here's a comment. You're a fucking dickhead. How many subs and followers do the boys have? A lot fucking more than you! You just post fucking hate and spread complete bullshit to cover up your sorry fucking low life. Get over yourself. And there's 3,000 comments like that.
Very accurate depiction. Yeah. no, but I mean, that is... Yeah, I don't know. Look, it's difficult for me to comment because I really haven't seen much of their stuff. But from what you've told me and from the stuff I have seen online, very, very short stuff... I mean, it's staggering that they're not good role models. I'm going to just put it that way. They're not good role models for young kids, especially if that's the kind of stuff that they're doing and they're getting away with. I mean, you can't be kissing underage girls.
No, and they were like taking their clothes off, getting down to their underwear. It's like, could you imagine sending your 15-year-old daughter off to a show and you'd probably go with her and then you see these boys doing all this sex stuff and
surely there would have been other people who are in their right mind who would have complained about...
You'd think so, but the Nooski fans, I don't know what it is about them, but they're just so hardcore.
Their parents or their uncles or their...
I don't know. You'd think so. I know there's actually... If you want to have a laugh, guys, look up reviews for their live show. They're very funny and they all can it and trash it. But the one thing they all say in common, all of the reviewers say, even though the whole show is pretty much just filling time and boring shit, the girls love it. And it's so interesting, like, that whole fangirl mentality. Businesses have really... They know how to cash
mate,
in on that.
Interesting. You know what I read? I read an article in the paper. It was 2 days ago. I actually cut it out to show one of my mates. Because I thought it was really interesting. And it literally said, this has been proven by a scientist, that women laugh at someone more if they find him attractive.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Like they did the test and they said with women, it's more a case if they're laughing a lot, it's more a case of whether they like the look of you rather than the material that you're actually saying.
I think it makes a huge difference. Like being on stage, I think when you put effort into your appearance, I think it does make a difference.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because I've never heard that before until I read this article. But apparently this scientist had done these tests, this research team had conducted this test.
They took
like 500 women away and fully like, you know, put them in a test situation. And those are the results that they came up
with. It's so funny because you always hear like in social, when you're at a party or something, when a girl's talking about a guy they like, when he's like the most good looking dude, but he's dumb as a brick.
Yeah.
The girls will always say, he's so funny and he makes me laugh. And then you'll meet the guy and he's like, g'day, I have no personality, I'm a fuckhead, but you know, I'm good looking, so. And you're like, how is this guy funny? Like, I get it.
It's true.
Just say you want to suck his dick.
I mean, look, it's true. I mean, look, Russell Brand's a prime example.
He's crazy.
I'll be watching this fucking video.
Like, it's interesting, like, because I look at that and I go, I cannot understand a word he's saying.
Yeah.
And girls look at that and go, he said anti-disestablishmentarianism. Like, it's like, what, I mean...
Yeah, I remember with Russell Brand, because I know that he's kind of almost moving away from comedy and going more into political activism.
Yeah,
I was watching all of those videos, and they're not very funny, but I was like, oh, maybe they're not supposed to be funny. I'll give him a chance. And I watched his special, and I watched about 10 minutes of it. I had to skip through bits, and it was all just about, hey, I'm Russell Brand, and I'm really sexually active, and I'm very attractive. Do you get it? I have sex with lots of people. And then the audience is like, where, Russell Brand, you're so funny! Oh, fuck me! And that's like his whole career. And so good on him, because I suppose he's the only comedian that I've really heard of that makes a living out of his physical appearance. Like, I can't really think of any others.
Yeah, I mean, not that come to mind. I mean, look, I think Jerry Seinfeld back in his heyday wasn't a bad-looking bloke.
Really?
Oh, look, I'd suck him off. Nah, man. Look, I mean, look, there's a few. I mean, look, I mean, you wear a suit, you look presentable.
Yes, yeah, it makes a difference.
It makes a difference if you take some time.
I would believe that study, I think. So I can't think of a good segue to get to miscellaneous bit at the end.
All right, well, there's no segue to miscellaneous bit at the end. Let's just get
I'm a little bit too depressed for a segue, to be honest.
What's happened?
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for about 3 years.
Yep.
And I broke up with her.
Why did you do that?
Well, we have a great relationship. You've met my girlfriend, you know, we're
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were in love. We had such a wonderful relationship. I'm
sorry to hear that, man.
Well, me too. But just one day, I came home and all of her things were packed up, put in the hallway, ready to go. And, you know, she said, I'm leaving you. And I said, why? What have I done? And she said, nothing. You've one of the most amazing boyfriends I've ever had. I really, really love you. And you know, if things were different, I'd want to spend the rest of my life with you and marry you one day. And I was like, so what, why are you leaving? And she said, well, I listened to the podcast and it got to miscellaneous bit at the end and I heard it. And then she left.
And I heard it.
So miscellaneous bit at the end, we've got some fan questions. So last week we asked for some questions. We didn't get any. But now we've got questions flooding in. So what we want you guys to do is if you have a question, some life advice, something you want to know about us, or you want some advice on a situation, send it to the Nothing Inc. Facebook page or Elliot's page or mine or Carl's, and we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Just before we go into these questions, I just want to talk about something that happened. I just want to get it out of the way because it's been on my mind for a while.
Yeah.
My auntie recently fell pregnant. And
Auntie Flo fell
pregnant, and so so we decided to go around there, just my family and I, and she was obviously very pregnant at this stage, very very pregnant
as fuck.
She was about to burst, really very pregnant, And I went over there and we were chatting, and she was asking, she's always very like interested and very candid with her words, and she's always wants to know what I'm doing. She's always wants to know. She's like, oh, Elliot,
she's an auntie. She was interested in
what are you doing? How's everything going? How's life? Yeah, good, yeah. Auntie Flo, very good. I've been doing this thing called the Nothing Inc. podcast with a couple of mates. And she's like, oh, great, I'd really like to hear that. I said, absolutely, yeah, sure. So I whipped out my iPod and I said, I've actually got a grab of Nothing Inc. here.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, well, don't give me the headphones. Here, I've got this stethoscope. Let the baby. I'm sure the baby wants to hear it. Give it to the baby.
Yeah.
So I was like, sure. So I just got this stethoscope thing and like plugged my headphones into there. And I played Miscellaneous Bit at the end. And within half an hour, she had a fucking miscarriage.
Oh my God. Miscellaneous Bit at the end.
Oh, yeah. Miss Lightspeed at the end.
That's horrendous.
There it is.
So, our first question is from Riley Wayne. Ellie, do you want to read out Riley's question?
Riley Wayne has asked, I need some advice from Nothing Inc.
Mm.
There's this girl I like, and I've been friends with her for 2 years.
Oh, give up.
Problem is, I'm too much of a pussy to tell her that I like her.
Yeah.
I don't particularly want to make it awkward either, because she's genuinely fun to hang out with.
No, she's not. You want to fuck her.
So, also, she's been hanging around with this guy who has literal autism. And she's been hanging around with this autism guy a lot. I don't give a fuck if you use my name either. So, all right. Riley Wayne, we will use your name.
Riley Wayne? Here we go. Okay, Riley Wayne. What I don't get, right? So, he's in the friend zone. He's been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
What is this shit about the guy with autism she hangs out with? I reckon he's talking about him.
Come on.
Riley, you could be that guy.
Come on. Come on. So, hang on. Let me break this down for a sec. So, geez, in the friend zone, and he's been friends with her for two years is difficult. Years. The longer you're in the friend zone for with a girl, I reckon the harder it is to break
it's
out.
It's like quicksand. The deeper you get, the harder it is to get out. Oh, yeah. So but he doesn't want to make it awkward because he's been friends with her for so long and he really likes hanging out with her.
Well, let me tell you what you don't do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what you don't do. I had like, this is going to come across as a ridiculously arrogant thing to say.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of success with women in after school.
Yeah.
After school. In school, I was quite retarded when it came to women.
I had no luck with women.
I was the guy who literally went up to girls and I would just be like, I like you.
Yeah.
Like, I had girls who I was friends with, who I really enjoyed hanging out with, who I was head over heels for, literally. Yeah. And I would just be like, I like you. And they'd just be like, sorry, fuck off.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah. And I ruined friendships with girls who I was friends with in high school because I was the guy.
But is that really a loss? If a girl wants to be friends with you, but you want to fuck her, that's not a good relationship.
But I feel like this is the different thing with women and men. Like, I feel like the women, they actually, and it's not that they do this in a sadistic manner. It's not like all girls plot to do this.
Yeah.
But women, they like the attention of men.
Oh, yeah.
And just like men, they sometimes like the attention of women. But like, a woman won't see it as a destructive thing to hold you in the friend zone.
Oh, but it can fuck your head. But like,
as a male, it fucks
especially
you.
When you're younger and you don't really understand relationships and girls. Like, because the thing is, when you're young, you grow up with girls and they're just like boys. They're exactly the same as boys. You can have fun with them. You can, you know, knock around and make fun of them. And then they hit like 14 and something just changes and they turn insane.
But
into normal girls.
Well, the thing is, this is the thing that I've sort of come to realize after my own meandering experience.
Yeah.
And it is that so the one thing I will tell you not to do, Riley, is whatever you do, do not sit her down and tell her that you like her. The worst thing you can do in a situation like this is to sit this girl down and pour out your feelings for her, because she's just not ready for that. She knows you as her friend.
Yeah.
She sees you in the friend zone and you know you're in the friend zone, which tells me that she understands that you guys are friends.
Yeah.
The good news is that all girls hold being friendship with their sexual partners like beyond all else.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, very important to women that you're also very close friends.
So what should Riley do?
So Riley, what I reckon you should do is, have you heard of the drink Vodka Lime Rohypnol? Now, it's not... Have you heard of Ruflin? No. No, Riley, no.
Chloroform.
Definitely not. Scrap the fact that I said that. Now...
No, yeah, don't rape her, Riley.
So definitely don't tell her that you like her. Definitely don't use chloroform or any of those things. That was a joke. A poor taste one, but that was a joke nonetheless. You need to stay friends with her. And just stay close to her, and I reckon just go out like on the town with her, you know, be friends with her, stay in the friend zone for a little while longer, and your opportunity will come.
No,
I reckon your opportunity will come. I've had this. Listen, I've had this situation before where I've actually got out of the friend zone with a girl. Before.
Riley's been doing this for 2 years, waiting for his chance.
I was in the friend zone with a girl once for 4 years.
Yeah,
and I got out.
I got out. This is what
and
I
it's
think.
Because I didn't say I like you.
Okay, this is what I you think you should do, that. Riley. Okay, obviously this girl values your relationship. Like, you don't have a relationship, but she values
the friendship,
yeah. Right? Okay, so this is what always worked for me for getting out of the friend zone. Because surely, Riley, you didn't start the relationship with this girl to become friends, right? You started it with the intention of sleeping with her or being her boyfriend or anything like that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure Riley's nodding his head.
Right off the bat, that you're being dishonest to her by just being her friend. Because you like her, she doesn't know that, so it's an uneven relationship. I think that's not fair on her, right? This is what always worked for me when I got out of the friend zone. If I felt myself getting friend zoned by a girl, or she wanted to put me in that little friend box, you just have to say, Sarah, whatever her name is, Sarah, I like you.
No!
Sarah, I like you. I don't want to be your friend. I want to be your boyfriend, or I want to sleep with you, or whatever you want, Riley.
Don't listen to Lewis.
No, you need to tell her that, and if she doesn't want to do that, you need to end the relationship. Now, two things are going to happen. So she'll say, most likely she'll say, no, I'm not interested in that, right?
Then you're going for the ultimatum approach.
Not the ultimatum, the truth, right? Mm. You don't want to be a friend. You want to sleep with her. You want to be a boyfriend, whatever. You need to say, I want this out of our relationship. Do you want this? And she'll probably say no. Then say, okay, I don't want a friendship because it's dishonest to you and it's fucking with my head. Because obviously it is. Right. And then you just leave her. You don't talk to her. You're not a friend. You don't want to be a friend. She'll think about it and she'll go, you know what? Let's give it a shot because I value the relationship that we have. Maybe adding a romantic piece to it would be good. Or she'll go, what an asshole. Mm. I don't want to do that with him. He's just using me for sex. And there, the truth is out.
Here's another thing.
And it's sorted.
Okay, here's another thing.
Be honest.
I feel like that's just only going to end in tears for poor Riley.
No.
Riley wants this girl. He has his heart on his sleeve for this woman.
It's fucking with his head for 2 years. He's so desperate, he's asked us.
But I feel like, Riley, you would rather have this woman in your life, even if it meant you have to watch her from afar.
No.
I feel like
honest to God,
this is what I think it is as well. Women as well, as they entrust everything in their friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they hold the opinions of their friends above everyone. They've done studies to show that, you know, if a girl meets a guy, trust me, her friends know all about you, Riley. You know what I mean? Whether you're her friend or whether you're her boyfriend, her friends know everything about her. Another way of doing this, and a very sneaky way of doing this, is you can plant the seed by sleeping with one of her friends.
That's a good one.
That's a good one to do because I mean, we're gonna sound like creeps, but hear me out here, right? So if you do that and you put in a good performance,
she'll hear about it.
Go to AMI, make sure that you
she'll be like, oh, I rooted Riley, big dick, and see the thing with girls, right? With girls. 100% Riley, she knows. She knows you like her, right?
Yeah,
she
might she'd not be fawning over the attention.
She knows. She likes the attention and she wants that attention for herself and herself only. That's why she's leading you on. She's letting you be in love with her or whatever you are and not giving you closure on it. She's not giving you a yes. She's not giving you a no. So if you fuck one of her friends, she's all of a sudden going to be, oh no, Riley isn't only all about me.
Yes.
Now, good. I have to get him back.
Yeah.
So, well, I think the best option is to tell her the truth.
And the other thing is, as I said before, like the opinion of the their group as a whole.
Yeah.
Like if all her friends are like, Riley's actually really hot. Like, yeah. Riley's actually really hot. It starts planting the seed in, yeah, her head, because women are very different to men in that way. Like, yeah, I can make my mind up straight away about a girl, right? And if, yeah, all my mates are like, she's dog ugly, I'll go, fuck you boys, I reckon she's hot, I'm gonna go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But with a girl,
never like not had sex with a girl that I thought was pretty, because look, my mates were like, no, she's ugly.
There are girls like that, but it's rarer for girls to be like that than it is for guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I reckon it's definitely worth exploring that option if you haven't already.
All right. So in a sentence, Elliot, what should Riley do?
Riley,
what is his best option, in your opinion?
You need to stop looking at her as an option right now, because she's obviously friend-zoned you, which is... both could work to your advantage and obviously your disadvantage. It depends how you play your cards. This is not just a sentence. Let me start again.
Okay, the sentence. Because then I'm going to do mine.
Okay, in a sentence, you need to stop worrying about her, mm-hmm, comma.
Yeah.
And you need to sleep with one of her friends, yep, to plant the seed, full stop.
Okay. Riley, you need to tell her how you feel.
Fuck no.
You need to give her that ultimatum, right? And she'll say yes, you fuck her. She'll say no, you say, right, I'm ending the relationship.
No, don't.
And she'll come back to you.
Trust me, mate. I made those mistakes, Riley.
If she says no, go fuck one of her friends. And then it's the best of both worlds, right? Just use a combination of what Elliot and I reckons. Tell her the truth. You're being dishonest with yourself. Now, we've got another question from Harry, H-A-R-R-I, Harry Summercanthan.
All right, Lewis, you want to read this one out?
I'm going to read this one out because I have a problem with this question. Okay. Right? Harry Cement, I don't know, Harry Foreign as Fuck. I got a question for next week's miscellaneous bit at the end, smiley face. I need advice. So he's coming to us. So I've been using Tinder since 2014. That means he hasn't been laid yet. Over the past 15 or so months, so he's been counting, I've realized that I only ever get matched with either ethnic chicks or fat chicks, but very rarely white chicks. So he wants the white girls. I'm not even that ugly. He's placing white women over ethnic girls. Like, he's placing ethnic girls on the bottom of the scale, fatties above that, and white girls at the top. How do I get better matches, guys, or at least get laid? And then he's gone, I assume Khaled has the same struggle being ethnic. Elliot probably pulls only because he's white, fit, and funny. Lewis, you're a mystery to me. How much do you pay the girls to be with you? But they all look alike. What's with you and Rangers? P.S. Once I get my P's in a couple of months, I'll come down with my white friends every week so you don't feel alone at Shisha Comedy. Right, Harry, fuck you! Don't come to Shisha.
Wow.
Okay, so basically his question is, how do I fuck white girls? Now, Harry, I've got a photo of Harry up here, Elliot. let me just get a photo of Harry up here. So Harry looks to me to be of Indian descendants.
Yeah. Indian heritage. So what's that got to do with?
Harry does not want Indian girls. Harry wants white girls. That's what he's after.
Okay, Harry. Have you tried putting it in your Tinder disclaimer?
White girls only.
White girls only need to fly.
Here's how you get only white girls. Dress up as a KKK as your Tinder profile, like as the ghost, and you might only get white girls. So, Elliot, okay, here's the thing, right? Elliot, he thinks you only pick up girls because you're white. What do you have to say about that?
Well, he did say fit and funny.
That's true. But white is in there. Harry seems to be hung up on the whole white thing.
I don't know. I feel like...
Okay, here's the photo of Harry. This is what...
Obviously from a Tinder point of view, you have a very short amount of time to make a connection with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can't just...
It's physical appearance.
It's physical appearance. It's based on physical appearance. So I feel like...
I don't think there's a way to, like, get Tinder matches.
I think he's probably looking in the wrong place. You know what I mean? Like, Tinder probably isn't the best place for you because essentially, like, you could go and meet a girl elsewhere at a bar or at Time Zone.
Or a brothel. Okay, this is Harry.
You're definitely going to white girl at a brothel.
Harry, I definitely appreciate your support, but you look like a 50-year-old Indian man, but you're probably 18. Okay? Now, I'm not saying this is irreversible. I'm just saying that you need to sharpen up your appearance, man. You need to, because Tinder is.
Oh, mate, Harry looks good. Harry looks good. He's got a suit on there. I reckon he looks good.
Okay, so he's been using Tinder for 15 months and he hasn't been laid. I think you need to try something else. Don't you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I feel, as I said earlier, Tinder may not be the best option. I mean, for all we know, Harry, you might have an amazing personality and you might need to get that out there. And to get an amazing personality out there, Tinder's not the best outlet for that.
And look, and he said he assumes that Khaled has the same struggle being ethnic, being that he can only pick up ethnic girls. Khaled does pretty well with women.
He does.
I think one time I was at Shisha Comedy, Khaled was there with two strippers.
Yeah.
White strippers?
Well, the thing with Khaled is he talks so much smack that he actually confuses them into making a bad decision. No. Khaled's very charismatic. He's a very charismatic man. I will say that about Khaled.
I don't think Tinder is the place for ethnic men. Look, I don't think they do well. Like, I'm not saying that because I'm a racist. Clearly, all of the girls are racist because all of my brown mates, when they're on Tinder, they always say they only get with ethnic women, which is interesting because when I was on Tinder, I never got ethnic girls. I always got white people. It's strange.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was the same. When I had Tinder, I very rarely matched with girls who weren't of white.
Yeah, it's interesting. So maybe, I don't know, maybe girls just like their own kind on Tinder.
Yeah, I know. It is interesting. I've never actually thought about it until, like, that's a very thought-provoking topic. Maybe it's something we can talk about in a later stage. But I do think, Harry, that you need to get off Tinder. I reckon Tinder, you're looking in the wrong place. Yeah. Albert Einstein has a great quote, and it's just like, if you judge a fish for its ability to climb a tree, then he'll live its whole life thinking it's stupid.
Harry, you're trying to climb a tree, you fish.
Yeah,
so fish. Get out of that tree, jump in the ocean.
And jump in the ocean, mate. There's a big ocean out there. There's
plenty of Indian dating sites.
Well,
no, but he wants white girls. Okay,
that's what I mean.
Can this 18-year-old Indian dude get with white girls?
Mate, go down to a nightclub that these kind of beasts, they frequent on a regular basis.
No, he doesn't want fatties. See, okay, here's the thing, Harry. You're getting matches. This is what I don't get.
He's getting a lot of matches.
He's been on there for 15 months. I think that he's like, I never get white chicks. I'm not even that ugly. And you're not, but... Maybe you're just not the white girl's type.
No, Harry...
So he's getting matches. Yeah. Be happy with what you get.
In a sentence, I say, Harry, give Tinder a miss, get out there in the big wide ocean, full stop, from Loney.
Yeah. Here's my advice to Harry. Don't call me ugly, I'll ruin your life. No, okay, so I think that Tinder's just not the place for you, man. If you've been on there for 15 months and you haven't gotten laid, Tinder's not the place for you. Because... sometimes you have to face the fact that you might not be the most handsome dude on the planet.
No, the thing is, though, with Harry, is he's been on Tinder 15 months, and the reason he hasn't got laid, it's his fault. Harry, like, you could have got a route. Like, you definitely could have got laid by now. It's just that you would prefer to get laid by a white woman.
You're being too picky, bro. You're being too picky.
He'd prefer to be
laid
by a white woman.
A lot of guys don't get matches at all. You're getting matches.
It's getting a lot of matches.
I think if you're getting matches but not getting laid, you're doing something wrong in, like, the post-match stage, right? You're not chatting them up properly.
Yeah, but if you're not happy with that and you want to be with a white woman, then, mate, get out there in the big wide world. There's plenty of them out there.
Do you know what you have to do, Harry? You have to become really rich or get Facebook likes, right? And you'll get women everywhere. You'll get women just sending you nudes. I know I'm not the most handsome dude on the planet, but fuck, you should see my Snapchat.
Right? That cackle.
So, look, I'm saying, Harry, in a sentence, you need to get off Tinder, you need to become successful, and you need to learn how to pick up women in person. Because the internet, it's not working for you.
Yeah, look, Hazza, I think he's... Hazza, do you mind if I call you Hazza? Look, mate, I think that's it. I mean, we've said it over and over again for the past 15 minutes.
Get the fuck off Tinder, bro.
Get off Tinder. You've got to get out to the wide world, and that's the best advice that we can give you in terms of fighting a white woman. And I really do hope you find love, mate, because, Harry, you seem like a good man.
White love.
White love.
We sincerely hope you find
some white chocolate.
Some white love, Harry. Yeah. And hope you make beautiful mixed race babies with the white girl of your dreams. Absolutely. And that brings us to the end of miscellaneous bit at the end. It's finally over.
It's finally over.
Well done. Fuck, that was horrible.
That was a horrible
thing. If you have a question for next Sunday's miscellaneous bit at the end, send it to our The Nothing Inc. Facebook page. Send it to Elliot, to me.
Yep.
We'll, if we think it's entertaining enough and real enough, we'll put it on there.
We'll put it on the podcast.
If you want to be anonymous, it's cool.
Let us know if you want to remain anonymous because we don't want to jump the gun and just call your name out.
No.
And let us know if you want to be called out and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah. So, Nothing Inc. week 12, 13
now. I think we're getting on.
I'm getting old.
So thank you so much for listening, guys. It's
also been thinking, should we do a live podcast?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
I think it's a cool idea. We're thinking about doing a live podcast, 100 seats.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
All right. Let us know. So send us some questions. Let us know if you would come to a live podcast in Melbourne.
Absolutely.
See you later.
Catch you later.
Cunts. Cool.
What do you reckon?